USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 11 people are dead after severe thunderstorms struck the southern part of the United States on Saturday. Thunderstorms and tornadoes knocked out power to more than 267,000 customers from Arkansas to Ohio. Tornadoes will be a threat this weekend in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. This Alabama resident describes a storm in his neighborhood.
Man, this is tornado just came through, just wiped everything out.
Meanwhile, ice is going to be a problem for many from eastern Michigan to northern New York. Meanwhile, in Iran, Iranian protesters are demanding Iran's supreme leader step down after the regime shot down a Ukrainian plane and killed 176 people. President Trump is keeping an eye on the protests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
President Trump is again talking about an airstrike that took out one of the top terrorists in the world. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
American and Russian Navy ships narrowly avoided collision after the U.S. destroyer was aggressively approached by a Russian spy ship in the Northern Arabian Sea. That's according to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. The video released on Friday shows the two ships getting within 60 yards of each other. A similar incident happened between American and Russian Navy ships in June. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many folks in the new year are looking for ways to fulfill healthy resolutions to eat healthy. Well, one of those ways many folks are turning to is intermittent fasting, and it is a legitimate option. That's at least according to Dr. Mike Sirigliano, who joins Fox 35 in Orlando, Florida, to explain more about intermittent fasting.
So basically, what you do is you don't eat any calories, you don't have sugar, you don't have anything for at least 8 to 12 hours. And the reason for that is that your body uses up glucose in the liver and then it switches over to using fat.
Dr. Mike also says,
if you can do it, it really does work. And it's not a fad diet. It's not something that just people have thought about. It's based on science. And if you think about it, back in the day, in cave people days, what happened was there wasn't a lot of calories around, so you didn't have a lot to eat. And that could go on for hours and hours. So the body is used to that, and then it uses fat as a source of energy, which improves the quality of your life and allows you to lose weight.
Coming up on Sunday in the NFL playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Houston Texans, and the Green Bay Packers will host the Seattle Seahawks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.